A lot of Americans are concerned, to put it mildly, about the alleged Russian attempt to influence the election here last year. U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded with a high degree of confidence that Russia acted to discredit Hillary Clinton and help Donald Trump. They described it as a classic influence campaign that included everything from hacking emails to publishing fake news. Completely unprecedented, if they're right. But I was surprised to learn today about another time when a foreign power tried to sway a U.S. election. Apparently, Britain and Germany both meddled in our affairs back in 1940. The world's history guy Chris Wolf has been on the case. What happened here, Chris?
Well, Marco, it turns out the model for a classic influence campaign, as the CIA likes to call it, was established by the Brits in 1940. I must give credit here to Politico's Steve Usden for breaking this story yesterday. The Brits used wiretaps to get dirt, recruited journalists to plant favourable stories, invented fake stories, used dirty tricks to try to destroy opponents, and they funded and coordinated pro-British activist groups.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. What was the goal of all this?
Well, obviously, World War II began in Europe in 1939. By June of 1940, Britain was fighting alone against Nazi Germany. So both London and Berlin realized that only really US intervention could change the course of the war in the UK's favor. So both set out to influence the US election. Now, Winston Churchill had just become prime minister in May, and he hired this freelance agent, William Stevenson, to head up this new North America operation. Now, he set up shop on June 21st, 1940, in the Rockefeller Center in New York, room 3603, as
wow.
A group he called British Security Coordination.
So what did they actually do?
At the time, obviously, the Democratic candidate, FDR, was running again. He obviously favored helping Britain as much as America could in accordance with its neutrality laws. But Congress and much of public opinion was still, like, strongly isolationist. So the Brits thought FDR was a safe bet, so they tried to hedge their bets by trying to manipulate the Republican nomination. Only one candidate for the Republicans, a guy called Wendell Willkie, favored intervention. The others were all pro-isolationist. And he went into the convention as the complete underdog. Then a poll came out from a group called Market Analysis, Inc., which said that 60% of the Republican delegates favored helping the UK. The findings were picked up and run by none other than the New York Herald. And an influential syndicated columnist, a conservative, William Allen White, picked up the story and wrote that clearly now all the other candidates are out of touch with the grassroots of the party. And blow me down if Willkie doesn't win the nomination. It turns out the polling company was a complete British front. They did many polls during the war. All of them favored intervention. All of them were completely made up. Now, Willkie had his own merits, but, you know, the result really astonished the country and the party.
Yes, so that sounds like manipulation. What about dirty tricks? Did Great Britain get into any of that?
Absolutely. They specifically targeted politicians to try and bring them down, to try and like shift the balance of power in Congress. In particular, one Republican, a guy called Hamilton Fish of New York, was targeted. And the quote in the official history is, "to put the fear of God into every isolationist senator and congressman in the country." So they funded his opponents. They published pamphlets suggesting he was pro-Hitler. They released a false photo of Congressman Fish with the head of the pro-Nazi German-American Bund. They planted stories that he was getting financial aid from Germany. They're doing everything they could to discredit his re-election. In other dirty tricks, they wiretapped the French embassy and used a honey trap to get intelligence out of French diplomats about pro-German activities. And these stories were then released and planted in the media through the journalists that the Brits had recruited to work directly for them.
I've got enormous faith in you, Chris, but how do we know all of this is true?
Well, the boss, the guy I mentioned, William Stevenson, actually was a Canadian, knew that after the war, when they were being disbanded, that this would be consigned to oblivion. So he commissioned a history to be written by some of his former agents for posterity. Now, this was kind of a standard practice for these dodgy operations that the Brits would do now and then. And the secret history of British intelligence in the Americas, 1940 to 45, came out. And actually, I think... listeners may recognize one of the names of the authors, one of the agents, a guy called Roald Dahl,
of course,
was working for Stevenson, as, of course, was Ian Fleming
and
Noel Coward.
Wow. Triumvirate.
Exactly.
FDR was reelected in 1940 and again in 44. Can we attribute that to the Brits?
You know, I think the jury is out about really how successful the influence campaign was. For example, Hamilton Fish, the Republican that they targeted in New York, actually won re-election in 1940, albeit with a reduced majority. And even though FDR got in, his position was his own. You know, that wasn't really something to be manipulated. But Congress and public opinion was still stridently isolationist right up until the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. So I think the jury is out on just quite how successful the British campaign was. But it's clearly better than the Germans, which was exposed and discredited.
The World's One Man History Desk, Chris Wolfe. Thanks for telling us about this.
You're welcome, Marco.